Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
Hello, I'm John Lloyd Welch, and today's date is March 5th, 2012. I'm a Drum Farm alumni from the class of 1958, and we are recording interviews with other Drum Farm alumni to preserve the history of the first 50 years of the Andrew Drum Institute, or as the alumni call it, Drum Farm. These recordings are for the benefit of those who will follow us, future alumni, historians, and other interested parties. But we do hope that these recordings will help them to understand our lives and the impact drum had upon us. And with me today is my friend and drum classmate, Gene Myers. We are starting this project with our stories and hope to include others when possible. And with that in mind, we will begin our story. Gene?
What is your full name?
Well, my full name is John Willard Welch.
And while at the farm, did you have any nicknames or?
None that I can remember.
Okay. What year did you come to the drum farm?
I came to the drum farm 1954 and stayed until 1958, which was graduation. So it'd be about a total of 4 years.
Did anyone in your family come with you?
No, I came by myself. My folks had been divorced, and my dad was placed in a mental institute in St. Joseph, Missouri. So I had lived with my grandmother until my social worker got me into the farm.
And which high school did you attend?
Well, when I was at Drum, we attended the East High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Did you participate in any school activities?
Yes, I played on the East High School football team, and I had the male lead in the senior play. And that year I was, for the senior class, I voted the best actor. Of course, there were only two of us, so.
Well, what are two?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also played baseball, basketball, and track with the drum farm teams.
Did you remember any fads that was at the school or at the farm?
Well, the fads I remember were of the what was happening at the time throughout society. And the ones I remember are the penny loafers for the guys, and the white t-shirts that were in style, and the change to blue jeans, and then the haircuts. I remember the flat top and the crew cuts, which were popular.
What 4-H and FFA memories do you remember?
Well, I remember in 4-H having a lot of vegetable exhibits, and I remember the personal grooming contest, 4-H dances, and particularly the 4-H hayrides. Those were great. But with FFA, I remember being an officer of the chapter, part of the parliamentary procedure team, and I remember numerous radio skits we had, and then the meat judging contest, and then the most memorable one was the winning the state soil conservation demonstration team with David Caldwell. But most of all, I remember all the fun we had in working together as a team to do the best that we possibly could. But remember, we also got to travel to all these different places. That was great.
Okay. How much allowance, if any, did you get?
Well, if I remember, the highest amount I remember receiving was our senior year. And if I remember correctly, that was $4 a month.
Did you spend it all or did you save any of it?
Well, the way I remember is we had to save some of it, but we got to spend the rest. And I remember being able to save enough money to be able to buy my school yearbooks, which have been full of good memories.
What was your favorite chore?
Well, the chore that I have best memories of are the ones involving milking the cows, because that was a unique chore and responsibility, keeping those cows clean and taking care of the milk processing and separating the cream. So, yeah, that was a memorable time.
And what was your least favorite?
Well, the least favorite was filling the silo with the silage in the fall, being in there and having all that stuff coming in to fill up the silo. Another one was cleaning out the bedding in the cow stalls of the lower barn, because in the middle of the winter, trying to move all that crap, you remember that real well.
Yes. Were you involved in any construction projects with new buildings or anything like that?
You know, at the time we were there, I don't remember any major projects going on. The one project I was involved in was scraping the paint off the ceiling in the dining hall. And we used a blowtorch and a scraper to get that paint off the ceiling.
You didn't set the place on fire doing that?
No, I didn't know. I think Mrs. Lozell was watching us real close.
Okay. What entertainment did you have at Drum?
You know, we were lucky in that most of the time we provided our own entertainment, because we played sports after supper and before you went to the study hall. And some of our time was spent working on the various contests that we were involved with the 4-H and the FFA, because you had to practice. You just can't walk in cold.
And what church did you attend while you were at Drum Institute?
You know, that was one thing I thought was fascinating by the farm, was that we all got to go to church of our choice. I went to the Christian church, and I got involved with the youth group, and I was a officer in that group, too.
And what dates were you involved with the church?
Well, yeah, you know, and dates in general was kind of a problem for us, because we didn't have cars. We were out from the city. Most of our friends were in the city. But once in a while, we could talk a girl into having her parents or a sister come in to pick us up and take us to the movies or maybe to the dance. Another possibility was just meeting the young lady at the dance or the movie. Seemed like we had friends at school and different places, and each one was kind of kept separate.
Did you develop any job skills while at the farm?
Yeah. I remember I felt like I learned a lot of job skills pertaining to, like, following directions, completing a job, finishing a job without direct supervision, and then the pride of being able to do the job correctly. And if you did a good job, you got praise for it, which is good.
With doing this, did you develop any hobbies?
Well, you know, I wish I could say I developed a lot of really neat hobbies, but I didn't. But what I did develop was an appreciation for woodworking, for the farm in general, and for the outdoors.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1958 in the drum class of 5.
Okay. How old were you when you graduated then?
I was 18 at the time of graduation.
And it was March the 5th of 2012. How old are you?
Oh, golly. I see. How old am I? I'm 72 now, yeah.
Okay. Did you go to college?
Yes. I went to college. When I graduated from East, I got a scholarship to what was called Kansas City University, which is now UMKC, and went there for 1 year and didn't do too good. Wasn't used to having all that kind of freedom. So then I went to the service, because I knew if I finished my service, I could get back out and I'd have GI Bill. So that's what I did. And when I came back out of the service, went to junior college, and then went to UMKC and got my BS degree, and followed up by going to Central Missouri State University, which is CMSU, and I got an MS degree in speech pathology and audiology. And several years later, I went back and got an MS degree, which is Master of Science in counseling and psychological testing.
Okay, your job training came through part of what, Willard?
Oh, my job training kind of came with all the projects I was involved with, because they have what they call internships that you have to go through to complete your courses and stuff. Because I know one summer I spent at the VA hospital, and that was interesting.
Okay. How could drum better prepare you for life after graduation?
You know, I've thought about this quite a while, talking to the other guys, and I felt like drum could have done a little bit better in preparing us with the job skills and job searching. And another area was the social skills with girls, females, and how to date and how to social interactions. Because, you know, most of us didn't have much of a family background. That was our weak point. And I know a lot of the guys have had some unhappy marriages due to that lack of skills.
Are you a veteran?
Yes, I'm a veteran. I was in the U.S. Air Force, and I served 4 years. And my work was in the personnel department, tracking and accounting for all the manpower on the base.
Of all the things you learned at Drum, what was the most valuable to you?
Well, I think the most valuable was acquiring the work ethic, doing a good job, finish what you start, and then most of all is if you give your word, then you stand behind it all the way.
What was your profession and how did you choose it?
Well, you know, I didn't really choose a profession. I started out in college, wanted to be an actor due to my success in high school. But then I realized at college how great the odds were in being a success in that field, as well as the politics and getting parts. So I happened to take an elective class in speech pathology, and I enjoyed it, so I changed majors. And what was it? That was about my junior year. And at that time, it was a new field, and they were looking for males, and jobs were available, so that seemed like a good mix.
Do you believe drum influenced your success in life, and if so, how?
Yeah, I think drum did influence my life, and I thought it was a very positive influence. And, you know, I thought we had two very great role models with Mr. Berkmeyer and Mr. Taggart. Because Mr. Berkmeyer was the ag teacher, so we got him in the classrooms as well as out in the fields. And then Mr. Taggart, the farm guy, he was really good because he had a lot of examples to give you and encouraged you in following through on things you weren't too sure of.
Okay, which accomplishments make you feel the most proud?
Well, you know, coming from with our background, I'm real proud of my educational achievements because I've got a BS and an MS in speech pathology. I've got another master's in psychological testing. But some of the things that I've got weren't in the classroom. They were working with people. And that's how I was able to be vice president and president of the Iowa Teachers Association. And while I was there during those years, I achieved the bargaining rights for the organization and was a member of the salary and benefits. Thought those were pretty good achievements from my part.
Do you have any funny or humorous stories about life at Drum?
Well, you know, living out on the farm with 45 other guys, there's bound to be stories to be told. And one of the things that I always stuck in my mind was when you're milking cows, we always had that one cow that was really nervous. And somebody had slammed the door and she'd jump in the air, feet come down in the milk bucket. There goes the bucket and the milk and your temper too. And another incident I remember was when we went to a FFA meeting in Columbia, Missouri. There was a bunch of us guys. And we stopped to eat at Howard Johnson's for dinner. And most of us ordered 4 hamburgers and a chocolate shake instead of a dinner. Mr. Bergmeyer just couldn't get over that. But, you know, we were high school kids. And another one I remembered was, you know, our senior trip. We got to go downtown to buy a suit. And for us, that was a treat. But we went down to Hall Brothers, and with Mr. Berkmeyer and Mrs. Berkmeyer's help, we picked out new suits for graduation. And then on the way back to the farm, we stopped at a seafood place to get supper. And we all ordered shrimp, because that was a real treat for us. And Mr. Berkmeyer picked a restaurant that had all you could eat. We noticed that there's a good-sized portion on each of the plates at the beginning, but each time we reordered, they got less and less. And then, to top it off, Mr. Berkmar thought on the way back that we might want something to drink. And he was amazed that after eating shrimp, that we'd want chocolate shakes instead of a soda. That's kids for you.
Yeah, what words of advice would you like to share from your life's experiences?
You know, in today's society, and it's changed a lot since we graduated, but I tell the kids, never stop learning. Keep educating yourself. You have to be prepared. Times change, and you must be able to adapt to new situations and new environments. And knowledge is power. Find your interests, pursue them, since hobbies and volunteering can teach you new skills. And you will develop new friendships, and it could possibly lead to some new opportunities for employment or job opportunities too.
What have you done that no one ever guessed that you've done in your life?
Well, you know, most of the guys that know me think of me as being a pretty conservative guy and not one to take much risks. But one summer I was being pretty frugal. Yeah, you know, this is when gas was 50 cents a gallon. But I bought a motorcycle, and for that summer I drove it back and forth to my part-time job, but ended up wrecking because I hit a car. And so for all my trouble, I ended up with scraped arms, split chin, a busted helmet, ruined the cycle, and I got a big-ass headache.
What is the one thing that you want most people to remember about you?
I would hope that the people and the guys, alumni I know, would remember the goals that I've achieved in preserving the history of Joan Farm, which is very important to me. And I would hope they would appreciate the books that Bill Richards and I completed to spread the word of the good deeds and accomplishment of Major Drum and his legacy to pass on.
With that question, I have no more to ask Willard, so I guess this concludes our
little venture.
Yes.
All right.